WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What if we could block a protein to stop runaway cell division? Dana-Farber laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
The MTA is spending more than $30 million to upgrade its payroll system to crack down on overtime abuse. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports some employees still use the old paper-based honor system.
The MTA has been trying to get its workers to use a biometric time clock, a device they clock in and out with using their fingerprints. This comes after a Long Island Railroad foreman made more than any other person at the MTA in 2018 by racking up more than 3,000 hours of forged overtime in 1 year. But a report this week from the MTA's Inspector General says many workers are still using pen and paper, the honor system, to track their hours. She says if the MTA wants to be fully modernized, all workers need to use the biometric clocks, and they need to be fully integrated with the payroll system, which they're not yet.